We're holding in the Yisraeli Torah, we're holding Parshas Beshalach by the, it's page 363, Amud Ayin Zayin, at Evan Ezra. So there's a fascinating Evan Ezra here. It is actually quoted a lot by more Mizrahi, the Tzionim, however you want to call them, but it's an Evan Ezra. He speaks about why it is that they were constantly scared, Klal Yisrael, from the Mitzrim. They were scared going to the Yam, etc. Hisyasu ruas Yisruas Hashem. Ke'atem loitasu mulchoma, rak tiras Yisruas Hashem v'salachem ayoyim. Yesh letumoya, ech yiro machne godl, shal sheish meyas elef ish marit v'achrehem. Why was a huge tzibur of 600,000 men scared of the people running after them? Why don't they fight? You know, why didn't Hatshuva? The Mitzrim were their masters for 200 plus years. They had become used to being to bearing their burden, and they didn't have what it took from them inside. For Yisrael nirpim, veinim lamadim mochama. Klal Yisrael was, they didn't have the type of physical courage to go into fight with them. That's the teva. Halaytiri says, kamolik bo ba'amuot, Amolik came with a small nation, velulit filas moichay cholish is Yisrael. And if without moichay binus fila, he would have weakened Klal Yisrael. Vashem levadash ha'isik doilas v'lanishka alilois. Sobav shemezikom etzim Yitzrayim haschorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for a new nation to arise that had not experienced the Shibur of Mitzrayim in order that they have what it takes in terms of the stamina to physically conquer land. This Evan Ezra is quoted widely in circles that we don't visit usually, but it's an Evan Ezra and it's there. Okay. The next piece is about the famous Chazal of Tnai Hisna Maisa Breishis. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya. And he brings this Chazal. B'medrash. Tnai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Mayam Shekorach Bnei Yisrael. Omer Abeleza. Loi imayam bolvad hisna kadosh baruch hu, ella im kol ma sheniv ma'ase breishis, shenem ani yodi notu shemayim kol tzvaom tziveisi, miyad shenotu shemayim kol tzvaom tziveisi sayom sheinikrof neYisrael, tziveisi Hashem sheyachshanu for Yeshua, shenem Hashem shegivin dom, reyach beimek haylon, tziveisi shemayim borat sheyisach sheyishtekul lefnei Moshe, shenem azina shemayim, Tzivesis or Machalka Salyo Shnema Varv may be Malechum Bossa, Tzivesis or Shlatazi Khanaim Shalazar Shnema, Reach Nur Le Adis Behoin, Tzivesa Royash Azika Daniel Shnema Kai Shalach Malachi Usaga Pumar Yus Arivosa, Tzivesis a dog Shokes Yena Shnema Shem Ladag, Akam Medish, he has it Medish Begaraza, we have it in Breishis Rabbah. This is a very famous Chazal. Now, he explains, Amedrash is a moichiach, shekol anisim v'arefloa shashem v'chodoris ade neviyim, v'or chusmu b'sheis mebreish v'tiv ador shnivru. Kigoyin, shetayma b'yom shein ishtiv al yam, chusim b'tev ha'amayim shekolav moish ha'yam, v'yishu ha'yani. Kain al yoha nov elisha, yom revi d'shem eshiz chusim tivo, and so on. O lefize lo yashin ha'tev v'briya chadoshe v'shum dov v'sheis mebreish v'eilach, ki kol anisim v'oizis v'amoivsim, So this is something that's very, very hard to understand. What's the point of it? You know, let's understand this. We say that if there was a tnai maisebracious that it should split when Klai Yisrael passes the Yam. So I'm asking a shaila. So let's say Klai Yisrael would have decided not to do what they're supposed to do. Let's say Klal Yisrael had done so many mitzvahs they would have gotten earlier, whatever it is. I mean, would that year Pesach the yam just kind of just split by itself. It was like on a Shabbos clock and would open up, even though nobody's going through it. Very hard to understand it. It was there that in case Moshe Rabbeinu would come and he would want to split the yam, then he would split it. Then it would split. So what's the point of it? What's the point of it being? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it happen whenever he wants to make it happen. It wasn't put on auto, you know, pilot or timer, because it happened only if they were to do it. The Torah calls it a nes. It's not like a natural phenomenon at once, like it says that they said that what Daraflogger said, that every so often a water comes and washes away the world. It wasn't a Torah. So what exactly is this tonight? What's it coming in? It does address a theological question, but a very abstract question with a very abstract answer. The question is, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no Shinui. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a nes into this world, so that's Ki'ilu Shinui. It's like you make a suit and then you alter it, you fix it. So that implies a lack of perfection. If I make a suit for somebody, I'm a tailor, then when I measure the suit, I have to let it in a bit, take it out a bit. The job isn't perfect. So now it's telling me that that's not the case, but Ki'ilu, to imagine somebody's ordering a chasna suit, so the tailor leaves enough room to let it out for after the Sheva Brachas. Basically, he has very good Sheva Brachas. You know, he needs to let out an inch or two. So he builds it into it. So that's not an imperfection. That's rather a mila. But here, it's very, very hard to understand what this Tanai Histam Isidratius means over here. So yes, it addresses an abstract question of, if we're saying it's a new thing in a conceptually, then it means there's a shinui, and the answer is it's conceptually not a new thing. So good. So there's a sort of make believe. There's nothing concrete over here. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. Nothing is different because of this. I don't know. It's one of the problems that I have with this. And by the way, one of the things that the Chazal bring is also fascinating. All of these are tremendous nisim. The one that seems to be kind of out of place is, it says, CVC by Hazinu. He says, CVC Hashemayim Varz Sheyishtiku Lifnei Moshe, Shenema Hazinu Hashemayim. I'm not exactly sure what the Shemayim Varz did in order to listen to Moshe. I just not push it. I don't even know what exactly the nes is, what exactly happened. Okay. So he says, you know, these are all nisim, these 10 things, and yet they're listed as being ben ashmashes, whereas the other things mentioned, all the other nisim, are there already in sheishes mei breishes. So he says, for the thing itself, this is teva. For those who see it, it's a shinu. So just like we're, I guess, a caterpillar becoming a morph, for an outsider looking, this is an incredible change. For the inner mechanism of the caterpillar that becomes a moth, this is teva. Because she gives man ishtanos a teva in a royim liyabez a shini rotsi shem sparach she yirtz be atem shotz be tefila. So this it means there is no new rotsin. Ki chena betzoyin a kodem she ishtan a teva bezmanoi lein a royim ad a tzedikim she bederes. So does he mean there's a kololistic inyan like that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to bend for tzaddikim and so on? What is he hitting home at? So I think I would try to go the way I started, but I want to make it a little further. The olam, the Maral says in many places, the olam hateva is one olam, olam hanisim is another olam. It's a completely self-contained world, like olam haba, where maisim tovim are fruits that you eat, and tanugim and maisim royim are nahar dinar. It's a very, very different world, different nature of things, and so on. In this world, the maisim tovim that we do are not part of this world, really. They sort of are meaningful in a different context. It's part of a different teva. So each world is self-contained, and one would understand that infringing from one world on another world is hasagas gevul, and it's not positive. Ribbono shel olam made a world of teva, and any change in it is not a positive thing. So, l'mashal, there's Gemara in Tainis, where somebody asked the tree to give fruit very quickly, and I think it was Rabbi Yossi's son, and he told him, "You are matriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you should die." Any attempt to change teva, to work teva through ma'isim nisim, is a pagam in the teva, and it's a pagam. You're not semech ma'isim nisim, and therefore there's something wrong with it. The cases where HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted teva to step aside for a higher order of things, and that should be the way it is. So, l'mashal, let's say I have a sergeant in charge of a unit, and whatever the sergeant says goes, it's like God's word. But if the captain comes by, then the sergeant is meant to step down. It's not a stira to his anhaga. It's not somebody standing up and kilo being mischatzif. This is the way it should be. So the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the world, where what it is an overriding of his mahalchim of teva. The overriding of teva for nisim is not an emergency that I had to do it. So one could look at it and say it's like there's a shail in the Gemara on different things, if it's tchuya hutra. Is the pshat that this is something that was overrode something else, or in the system itself, that's what it's meant to be? That's the shail of tchuya versus hutra. Pikuach nefesh, yibum, etc., etc. So one could have understood as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made teva as the mitzvahs of this world, and that's good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then saw Klal Yisrael is in a crisis in Mitzrayim, and they're not getting out, v'chulu v'chulu. He decided to override teva in the need to do what's good for Klal Yisrael. So what we're seeing is the breaking of a system, but for a need. Breaking a system is something that is not right to say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a system to break the system at the later date. In other words, the later date is when there was quote unquote a decision, so to speak, to break it. It would be a chisaron and a pagam. But if the pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into this world of teva a complete metzias and an understanding, let's call it, that it gives way for nes when it comes. So it was a sort of an interlinking of the systems in the sense that what do? The sergeant is the boss and he's God on earth, and you've got to listen to every word he says, no matter how crazy it is. But when a captain comes by, that's part of the sergeant's rank that he defers to the captain. That's the way it was here also. So teva is a totally self-contained system. Nes is another system. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Teva that when the world of Nes comes down as Mizgal itself, Teva takes the back seat and allows Nes to function. So that's Kilu, the Teva allows the Nes to function. That's how I understand it. So it's still dealing with an abstract question over here, but on Kapanam, I think it has more understanding the way I'm presenting it now. There's one more Nekuda. I don't think Rabbi Nebuchai means this, but it's interesting Nekuda to contemplate, and it may be pshatnet. Let's give an example. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Tzfardim come from who knows where, and they hit Tzfardim and more Tzfardim and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, how did that happen? So let me give a scenario that we could understand. So imagine a normal Tzfardim has a mechanism, has a DNA that says that it says it takes X amount of time to have a little tzfardeale, and this is how many tzfardim you can have at one time, and so on and so forth. Now, imagine you alter that DNA, and now it speeds up the process. And instead of producing a tzfardea in a week, it produces it in a day. Instead of allowing for only one tzfardea to be born, it allows for 10 to be born. You can have quadruplets, you can have quintuplets, whatever it is. So so did the nes happen that each tzfardea that came out was yesh mayin, or you took the teva and there was one point of nes? But once you had the point of nes, then everything else runs. I could see all the markets like that. You can have a huge weather system that makes the Kriyas Yam Suf. It is unnatural for it to happen, but all it takes is one dray of something, and everything else follows immediately. So that's another possible understanding of what might be meant by the Teva holding before the Nes. So the main understanding I think the Rabbi Nechaya means is the understanding that it is an understanding that in principle it's not the Pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant that they would it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Teva as a perfect world and then Nes is an override. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Teva with part of the Teva's Metzias is that it defers, that's part of the nature of Teva, that it defers to the Olam HaNisim. The Maral Bar says that's why we call it a Seder. That's the Maral's Gvuras Hashem on and on. Like, this Nes came like this, came like that. He said, Nisim are not random. There's an internal pattern also. And that's part of it. That is... So that's the main pshat over here. I also could think that one could understand it that even the Nes and Gedolim are, in as much as possible, they come from within Teva, because all it needs is one or two or three little switches, and then everything goes like that. Let's say the blood, you're turning the water to blood. You could have one chemical reaction. And then it's from point one onward. Could you take that blood and use it for transfusions? Could that blood, once you had that second of Nes, does it now become part of the Teva of things? Okay, the next one is the Drasha Saran. It says, Vayare Sosa Yadela Shasar Mitzrayim, Yermas Hashem, Yimina Hashem, Moshe Avdoi. Avol, Heta Elushnak Sharm Udava Echot. So his problem, he's bothered by a problem. And elaborate, why in the world did HaKadosh Baruch Hu dray round and round and round and round, but he says Mitzrayim? Shemidaka Hashem Yisbaruch Hu lovi etzis mi rochek lahapol son of bedina lakasa kasa mehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses many times very far out plots to to get rid of sinim and to be misnakim. K'mo shama Novi, Hashem alakai atar mimcha, oida shimcha ki asisa pela, eitzeis me rochak emunas uman. Ki sam tamir legal v'chul, otzoloimash, Hashem mevi eitzeis me rochak v'nokim mitzoro, lehovi plov ala derach shoroitze. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring eitzes from far in order to be misnakim from his tzoros. And I'll explain why. I mean, I'll explain later. Hashem Yisroel kivun rotzel lodin kol amitzin davashal Yisroel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be done them in the thing that they had, this, you know, done against Klal Yisroel. K'mayim Yisroel atik dakar Hashem. V'rotzel avim be'inyan shem ba'atzim chosin kozmayim u'sushama. He wanted Klal Yisroel, they themselves should drive themselves into the water and destroy themselves. If Moshe Rabbeinu had come straight and told them, listen, Pari, the time's up, here's an ace, your malchus is over, he would have let them go. So you trade the whole story. We're going for 3 days. So Pari really said, you know, this guy is not for real. This guy is draining a cup. Even though they could have taken the money, Akash Baruch was mad to take it. Also, he wanted to do it like that. He wanted them to do it in a way like they're borrowing something, so that it looks like they're going only for a few days. The reason why Moshe had to, why Akash Baruch had to beg Moshe to do it is, he knew Klal Yisrael would recoil from draying and doing it this way. Beg them in my name, they should do it the way I said, and not ask why. They thought that Klal Yisrael are gangsters of some sort. Shem loikein, lami snak them dvar meilu. V'chol zehi niyam b'li sofik l'ratfam. This, all of it, pushed them. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was encouraging, wanted them to run after them. Shilo oma moishu t'chila shei shalchum l'rifim oid, v'shitin lam schorim gamkein, in sofik shachay yoyzken l'azazim mkoymo. V'kavonas kel advarim samis Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had no clue as to where it's headed to. All they see is kind of a lot of drink. Ula gami Moshe, maybe Moshe didn't know. Ula sibas kozei roi shei sapku yisol b'shechusa shal Moshe, avishim etchila. At this point, they could have started doubting about Moshe Rabbeinu. V'usherom azvama v'ayar sose adoyla v'goyme klema. Ozikiru shekol mashu muflomi menu tchila mistafkin boy. Loi rak l'savish v'saim atzei kosebiyam. Over there is because in Mitzrayim itself, they saw Nisim Flores and they believed. Now they had seen behavior that seemed strange, that shook their emuna, and when they realized Lamafreya what had happened, it reinforced their emuna again. Obviously, no wind's ever strong enough to dry out a yam at that level. So he would see the waves parting. He would say, "Okay, it's a stormy weather," and he wouldn't recognize it for what it is. My seshe. He had them camp by Piachiros, so that they'll think that the Avodah Zarah was the one that kind of He got revenge. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are round and about, and therefore there are many parts and pieces that are not understood within themselves, rightfully so, and only as part of the whole picture. So V'Emin Hashem is going back on the whole middle period, which tested their faith. And finally, he says, "V'hine anu roim b'gula zu shel Mitzrayim, she'ba'ois ha'eis ba'atzmoi, she'is ha'gula m'mashmeshes u'ba, u'ba y'roim atzun n'golim, v'im kol zeh r'po l'maisim she'im siv z'gulosam, v'afol b'ken anil n'amar tzibosam." As he says, "Kalei so Mitzrayim, that klei nevuah, they knew they're going to gula, and yet everything they experienced and saw, much of what they experienced and saw, seemed to be counter to that." And certainly, we in our Golas, we probably understand much less than that. In other words, the idea that looking a priori, looking before, and seeing, oh, This is this. You can pretty much be sure that the answer is you're wrong. You're only going to, and that's what the Rambam means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes round and about. It's like the best effort is when you do the Rubik's Cube. So people who are highly inexperienced and so on, so you try to get all the greens on one side and so on and so forth, doesn't work. When you see a little kid doing it, it's flipping round and around and around and around and around. And then, boom, in 1 second, it's all together. It doesn't go in the order that you would, in a clumsy, like, get one green into space, another green. It doesn't work like that. There are many sides and many colors that all have to snap into place. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalchim are not understood by us. We don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put in place. We don't know why. We don't know how. So any type of speculation of this type of, this, that, or the other is silly, because almost by definition, the mahalchim are totally withheld from us. We don't know what they are. And he says the best raya is from Kulos Mitzrayim. They quote-unquote knew, and yet they didn't know. They were appropriately confounded by it as things took one turn, another turn, another turn, another turn. Okay, we'll hold it here. It's actually the Ran's Yahrzeit this week. Teshvat is his Yahrzeit. So it's, I guess, a fitting piece to learn. Any questions, any points? The Rambam also speaks about it in Mishalach. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim speaks about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take them roundabout because they weren't ready yet. And he says, changes in people's nature takes a long time. He uses it as a mashal, actually, for his sheet about Karbanis. And he says, the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to change people through mitzvahs and interaction, will always take a very slow path. You don't do instant changes in people. It doesn't happen that way. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim, he speaks about the Karbanis, to win them off of Avodah Zarah. So he says, if you'll ask me, where do I get something like that? He said, it's a Pasuk B'Shalach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them around and about way to get to the point because that was needed for them. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things roundabout instead of straightforward because people need that Mahalach instead of just, boom, straight in place. Okay. Next week, I'm not going to be home. I hope it's somebody will have shir. I think I should be able to, I should be able to work it out. Shouldn't be any issues. Okay. A good fach.